Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. This afternoon, we're examining tough money situations caused by the coronavirus outbreak and what can be learned from them. We welcome Mark Horner, Wealth Advisor, Fairhaven Wealth Management in Wheaton. And Mark, what is it that we should, what should be the biggest lesson that we've learned from COVID?
Probably the biggest lesson, Jennifer, is going to be the power of a financial plan. There was a recent study by Schwab that showed people with a written financial plan were more than twice as comfortable going through the last 6 months than those without a written financial plan. And so taking the time now to go through that process of financial planning, which has got many elements to it, but taking the time to put together a written financial plan, I'd say, is the most important takeaway from what we're going through right now.
And what about your job? We have had a lot of people who've lost jobs. If you're afraid of losing your job, what is it that you should do to start to prepare just in case?
Yeah, so I mean, again, I think that does come back to a financial plan, and so a job loss is typically going to require tapping into some savings, and so an element of a proper financial plan is going to have a source of emergency savings. Now, for those that are either furloughed or have lost their jobs, creating an emergency savings account right now, if you don't already have one, that I don't think is a very practical idea. But what you can do is look at some of the spending that maybe you've cut back on through the COVID times, and really ask yourself honestly: do I need to get back to that spending level that I was at pre-COVID? I think for all of us, myself included, there are ways to cut from the budget, and sticking to those budget cuts will just make a financial plan and the ability to create an emergency savings plan when you get rehired that much more likely or possible.
Mark, is there a magic number as far as reducing spending? Or at least something that we should aim for?
There isn't. I suppose fundamentally in financial planning, the magic number is you spend less than you make, and so that's going to be different. That's going to be different for all of us. And I do have to say, on July 15th here, it's tax day. The biggest expense that any of us have is going to be taxes. And so after you get through today, it'd be a great idea to look at the role of a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k in your financial plan. That's a planning element that could protect part of your portfolio from income taxes, which again is going to be anybody's largest expense during the course of the year.
So when clients come to you, what is their first question to you about, especially after having gone through this whole pandemic?
You know, frequently the first statement that new clients will make is they'll apologize, and they will say that we should have done this sooner, which we quickly dismiss that as there are no apologies. That people are taking action is the important thing to focus on. And then right after that, a very frequent finding of ours when we go through the financial planning process is that people are taking more risk than they need to hit their goals. So frequently we'll talk with new clients about the idea that you identify the risks that you have to take in order to hit your goals and avoid the risks that you don't need to take. And so quite often we're helping people dial down the risks that they've got in their portfolios that largely they were unaware of.
That's Mark Horner, Wealth Advisor, Fairhaven Wealth Management out of Wheaton.